It's Thursday, March 20th, 2008. I'm Tom Stukas with Jeff Small, and this is Centennial College Radio News to 10 o'clock. In the weather, partly cloudy with some flurries during the day, with the temperature hovering around 0 degrees. Clear skies overnight. Now to our headlines. China continues to crack down on protests in Tibet. Canada and Serbia spar over Kosovo independence. And in Toronto, a truck full of cows overturns on the QEW. Now to our top story. Anti-government riots in Tibet continue to grow. The Dalai Lama plans to meet with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown to discuss the growing violence. The Chinese government has urged Brown not to meet with the exiled Tibetan leader. China has ruled Tibet since 1959, claiming the province is historically Chinese territory. The violence in Tibet comes just 4 months before the Summer Olympics will be held in Beijing. From Ottawa, Serbia's ambassador criticized Canada's decision to recognize Kosovo. He says the move will encourage Quebec separatists to separate. Prime Minister Stephen Harper dismissed the argument, saying Kosovo is a unique case and does not apply to Quebec. Canada's move to recognize Kosovo follows the lead of the United States and half the European Union. Russia and China both oppose the move. In local news, commuters on the QEW this morning faced some unexpected traffic. A truck carrying cows overturned at about 6:30 this morning. A few of the cows wandered onto the highway, backing up morning rush hour traffic. One cow was injured in the accident. By 7:30, traffic on the QEW is back to normal. Now for this story. We all love our coffee in the morning, but do we care where it comes from? Some groups in Canada are determined to make sure coffee shops sell coffee that fairly rewards farmers for their efforts. A Montreal group called Café Justice launched a campaign in 2003 to promote fair trade coffee. One of their targets was the Second Cup coffee chain, which recently agreed to sell only certified fair trade coffee. Kinga Jacob has this report.
I'm making soy mocha. Because.
Second Cup prides itself on what it calls paying premium prices for superior coffee, but has never carried a fair trade label. Starting early this year, Second Cup will receive this label. Fair trade is an organized social movement. It promotes fair prices and fair treatment of workers in export-driven countries. Tim Hortons does not carry the fair trade label. Second Cup's primary competitor, Starbucks, has offered fair trade coffee for years. Julia Alatog works at Second Cup at Bayview and York Mills. She says she doesn't really understand what fair trade is.
During my stay here, it's only one person who was asking me if we are fair trade. Yeah. I don't exactly understand.
Will this new designation affect how customers buy their coffee? A regular Second Cup customer who has just purchased a cup of Paradiso, Second Cup's most popular coffee, says she thinks this label is a good thing.
To be honest, when I'm going to buy a coffee, I just think, where am I going? Where do I like the coffee? But certainly, to know that it's fair trade is very good.
While it may not be as vital to Canadians to be purchasing fair trade coffee, at least Second Cup thinks it is. This is Kinga Jacob, Centennial College News.
And that's the news for this hour. Now we'll send it over to Jeff for a look at sports. Jeff?
Thanks, Tom. Trading Sundin may or may not be the answer, but whatever the solution, fans say the Toronto Maple Leafs need to find it quickly. With less than 20 games left in the season, they're currently in 12th place and 8 points away from a playoff position. Diehard fans still watch the game at the local Boston Pizza, and despite the Leafs' recent losing streak, the fans continue to cheer. Crystal Cossett reports.
The Leafs were on the road in Carolina. They were playing at the RBC Center. Vesa Toskala was in net again for the Leafs. During the first period, the Leafs came out strong. Rookie Yuri Talisti scored the first goal of the game. This was his fourth of the season. Julian Jane, a fan of the Leafs, says it's not all bad.
Well, I don't think they're playing too bad, but the only problem is I figured they'd be playing a lot better because of the signing of Jason Blake. But that hasn't proven to be much this year. They're last in the division. So far I'm disappointed with this year.
The second period started off rough. Although the Leafs did manage to kill off the penalties, Hurricane Tim Gleason scored to tie up the game. Fans shouted at the TVs.
Well, first of all, I think the Leafs need to get a new general manager that understands the game of hockey. Secondly, I think they need to get a nice young star coming up from the rookie league. Third, I think they need a new head coach because Paul Maurice is too childlike to be running the Leafs organization.
At the beginning of the third period, Scott Walker scored. That gave Carolina a one-goal lead. With 11 seconds left in the period, Leafs captain Matt Sundin scored and sent the game into overtime. But just minutes into overtime, Rob Brendamore scored to win the game for Carolina. The final score was 3-2 Carolina. The Leafs play again on Saturday night against the Ottawa Senators. I'm Crystal Cossett, reporting for Centennial College Radio News.
In other news out of Leaf Nation this week, there's a focus again on what Matt Sundin isn't doing. That is, playing with his teammates. Sundin was still nursing a groin injury at practice before Tuesday's game against the New York Islanders, and the Leafs played on without their loyal captain. Also not in the lineup was Nick Andropov, and rumors are swirling that he may be out for the rest of the season. The Islanders scored a fluke of a shorthanded goal in the first, and during that same period, Leaf defenseman Carlo Koliakovo suffered a hamstring injury, putting him out of the lineup yet again this season. Despite these woeful developments, the Leafs rallied in the third period, scoring three goals and winning it 3-1. The Leafs will play Friday night in Buffalo and expect Matt Sundin to return for Saturday's game against the Ottawa Senators. Now back to Tom.
Thanks, Jeff. And that's the news for this hour. I'm Tom Stukas with Jeff Small for Centennial College Radio News.